We are learning Masechtas Ksuvos Daf Ayin Zayin Amud Beis, and we are starting around 8 lines from the top. Tanya, Omer Rav Yosi, Sochli Zokin Echav Anshei Yerushalayim. A certain Zokin, old person from Anshei Yerushalayim, told me, Esrim Varbav Mukishchin Hein. There are 24 different types of Mukishchin. But Kulon Omer Chachamim, the Chachamim said that all of them Tashmish Koshalahem. Tashmish is bad for them. Ubali Rosam Koshim Kulom. The Mukishchin called Bali Rosam. That is the worst. My Hava, how does it happen? How does someone get the shkin called Bali Rosan? The tie went to the Braisa. Hek is dam v'shimish. Someone does a bloodletting, and then he's v'shamish. Hava yaleoi bonim v'sikin. He has weak children. But if they both did a kazas adam v'shimish and had tashmish, hava yaleoi bonim Bali Rosan. Then their children will be chas v'shalom Bali Rosan. Umra papa. It's only if they didn't eat something in between that causes a dam and a tashmish. Tom midi, if they tasted something, less lamba. There's no danger. My simoni. What are the simonim of a bale rosom? Dolphin ene. What are symptoms that you know he's a bale rosom? Dolphin ene. His eyes drip a lot. They have a lot of tears. V'daivin echire. His nose drips. V'aisila riru pume. And saliva comes dripping out of his mouth. A lot of dripping. And the Ramu divi and flies are always surrounding him. And this comes from, Bali Rosam comes from some kind of bug lands up into insect, lands up in his head, in his brain, and that's what's causing this problem. Umaya Suse, how do you heal him? Umrabaya, you take pilo, which is mint, veludno, which is la'ana, it's some kind of bitter herb, girdo da aguza, the peel of a wood of an almond tree, the girdo da aspa, and you scrape off something off hides, the kolon malka and a rose, umaskla dikla sumka, and the membrane of a certain type of date, red date, the shalaklu hadia dadi, and you cook them all together, and a lot of soup here from all the stuff. Umayalela basis shesha, you bring him into a marble house, you don't want any wind getting involved here. Viloyke basis shesha, mayalela basis, you bring him to a house, the shev livni varicha, that the walls are so thick, they're 7.5 stones thick. Each stone is 3 tvachim, so we're talking about 22.5 tvachim thick out of walls. But not delay, tlas mea kase aresha, you pour 300 cups of this soup on his head. Add the rafi arsa de meicha, until the top of his brain gets soft, the top of his head gets soft. The karo, now you're doing brain surgery. The karo le meicha, you cut open his brain. Umaisi arba tarfe daase, you bring 4 little leaves of a hadas, because you want to put it under the legs of this insect when you pull it out with a tweezer. Because if you don't put it under the legs, when you're pulling out the bug, it's going to try to stay there, it's going to grab onto the brain and stick his feet into it. So you put this asa under its feet, then a madli, and madli kol chal karamaisu, and you pick up every foot and you stick the leaf under the foot. You pick up one foot and put that other foot. Then chuckle with tzavsa. Take a tweezer. You pull out the tick, you know, the insect with a tzavsa, with a tweezer. The coil and you burn it. The loy, if you don't burn it, halal will come back. So that's the etza to heal this bale rosam.
What? When you leave, you're burning it.
No, because you need leaves because when you put, let's say you just went over, you opened the brain surgery and you took a tweezer and pulled the insect. The insect will be grabbing with its feet into the onto the moyach and onto the brain and ruin the brain. So what you do is, while the bug is sitting there, you pick up each leg and put a little leaf under it. It doesn't feel like it's threatened yet. And then when you pull it away, it won't have anything to grab onto. Machas Rav Yechanon Hazuru Mezvuvish shel Bali Rosam. Be careful of the bugs of the Bali Rosam because they're contagious. They might bring Bali Rosam onto you. Rav Zera lo hav Yosef bezike. Rav Zera didn't even sit in the same, if the wind was blowing, and the wind was blowing the Bali Rosam next to him, he didn't even sit in that wind because he's scared of the being contagious. The Chazal already knew about germs much before the Goyim. The Goyim around the 1400s figured out about or the 1500s figured out about germs. The Amoraim knew about this 2,000 years ago. Rav Zera lo hav Yosef bezike didn't sit in the wind of this Bali Rosam. Rav Loza lo ayal ba'ala didn't even go into his same house. Rav Amir Rashi Achlam didn't eat any eggs from that alleyway because even the chickens there obviously got some of the germs. Rav Shulam Alevi was a huge Talmud Chacham, huge tzaddik, Michruch Buhu, he va'asik b'tayr. He used to sit together with the Bali Rasa and learn Torah with them. Even though it's dangerous, just said from the germs, he sat with them and learned Torah. He was not scared because the Kayach HaTayr. Amma, he said, Ayelas ha'ovim v'yalas chayn. Im chayn ma'ala alamdeh, if it brings chayn on people learn Torah, it's possible to learn Torah, aguru le'magna, it's not going to protect them. And the Mashah, interesting, you know, we say in Tfilas HaDarach, what's chayin got to do with tefillas haderech? Everyone thought of that kasha. So it's a good thing we have the mashal thought of this question. And he says, you see from here, chayin somehow protects. He says, hamala chayin b'ene lekim v'odo matziloi k'moy shono oimrim v'atzileini mekaf v'sidneinu lechayin b'enecha. He brings down tefillas haderech from mashal. He says, just like tefillas haderech, he say that because chayin protects a person. So here, if you learn Torah, it brings chayin and protects a person. That's what he said. Ki av shachiv, when it was time to, he was being nifter, when he's dying, Omrulei l'malach ha'maves, zil ovelei ru'usei. They told Malach ha'maves, go down to kill Rav Shimon Levi, but give him his last dying wish. Ozos chazle, so Malach ha'maves came to Shimon Levi, Omrulei, ach b'li duchtoi. He said, show me my place in Gan Eden. Omrulei lachi ashor. Omrulei, so as the Malach ha'maves was going to bring Rav Shimon Levi to his place in Gan Eden, so he said, just to show it to him, give me your knife. Dilma mevasas li b'orcha. I don't want to get in trouble on the way and be scared. Maybe might kill me. Give me your sakin. Yovan ele. He gave it to him. Kimat lahasa. When he got to Gan Eden, dalye. There's a wall around Gan Eden. He picked him up. Kumach vele. He picked him up and showed him that's your place. So Rav Shimon Levi shavar nafal hugise. He jumped and landed on the other side. Nakte v'karan deglime. So the Malchavas grabbed the corner of his cloak to hold him back. Omalei, he made a shvua, but shvuas leisina. He made a shvua. I ain't coming back. I'm not coming back. Omakut shabrichu. So Hashem said, if he was ever shayal on his neder all his life neder, then he has to go back. He has to be shayal on his neder. Eloi loy neder. But if he never was shayal on a shvua his neder, then he doesn't have to go back. And that kachava, he never made a shvua that he didn't keep. Omalei, hadli sakinoi. So he said. So the Malchus is like, at least give me back my knife. Lo avik yavle. He didn't want to give it back. Nofka bas kola, a basket came out, v'omrelei, hav nele, give back his knife, the mitzvah al briyasa, he needs it for the rest of the world. Makros el yo, kame, so yo anavi, who was up there in Gan Eden, made an announcement, ponu mokoim lebar levoi, ponu mokoim lebar levoi, make place of bar levoi is coming, shuvah levi, bar levoi is coming. Ozal, Meshuvah Levi was going, Ashkel Rab Shim Ben Yechoi, Farah Meshuvah Yechoi, Dava Yosef, he was sitting on Tlas Esa Tachse Pizzi, he was sitting on 13 chairs made out of gold. Omalei, atu bar levoi, you're bar levoi, omalei yehain, yes. Nearest a kesh v'yamecha, did a rainbow ever show in your lifetime? Because a rainbow shows that it's supposed to be a marvel, because Hashem's not bringing a marvel because of the shvua. So you want to know if you saw keshes in your days, it means that your door wasn't so perfect. Omalei, hey, yes, I saw keshes. In Cain, he said, yeah, atu bar levoi, you're not bar levoi, you're not this bar levoi they're making place for. Because only a tzad, if you're a tzadik gomer, then they would not see a keshes in your days. And the Gemara says, lohi, itaka, a kesh never seen in his days. He was never a kasher in his days. He didn't want to be machzor taiva to himself, and therefore he said, there was a kasher, but really, truth was, there was no kashers. Zog Maravaita, similar mindset. Rav Chanina bar Papa Shashvini Hava. Rav Chanina Papa was friends with the Malach HaMavis. When it was time to die, Omrulei l'Malach HaMavis, they told Malach HaMavis, Zil Ovel Erusa, go do his last dying wish. Ozel Gabe, so he went down to him. And he showed himself to Rachanina. Omalei shafki tlosin yoyim adhadi tamudai. First of all, give me 30 days to chaz over my learning. The army says in the pasuk, Asher misha balakan v'tamudu v'yoda. It says, not in the pasuk, in the Gemara, it says, in we have in a few places, that is praiseworthy is a person who comes to Gan Eden with his tamudu v'yoda. So give me a chance to learn. Shafki. He let him chaz his learning. Lubas tlosin yoyim after 30 days, also his chazle came back, and he said, okay, let's go. Omalei, ach b'li duchtoi. He says, show me my place in Gan Eden. Omalei, no problem. Omalei, have a sekinach, give me your knife. Dilma vas tibucha, maybe you'll kill me on the way. Omalei, it'll scare me on the way. Omalei, no. Kecharach b'yis demebedli? You want to do like your friend to jump over? I'm not giving you my knife. Omalei, so what he said, why not listen to me? I see say v'toyer v'chosi, mi kibit iksib v'loi kam tia. Why not give it to me? I'm a huge tzaddik. Give me the safe toyer. There's not one thing I wasn't mekayim. Omalei, I'll tell you what you didn't do. Mi achriches bali rasam, basically with Torah. Did you get close to the bali rasam and learn Torah? Lemaisi, you didn't do that. That was special chus b'shul malevi. And still, kinoch nafshe, when he died, he still had a meridigas chusk, afsik le'amudu denura be'nidei le'alma. There was a pillar of fire between him and the rest of the world. V'gamiri, le'mafsik amudu denura, el'achab adar el'chem adar. Only once adar or twice adar, there's someone zayach to that. We had it ready in Masechet Subas, a different person was zayach to that. Someone was a mesameach chosin v'kala, he was zayach to that. We had that on Daf Yud Zayin. Karv le'gabei Rabbi Alexandre, Rabbi Alexandre got close to the pillar of fire. Omar, he said, I say b'shul koy chamim, but because of koy chamim, take away this fire because it's going to be embarrassing. Other chamim don't have it, and you have it. Lo yashchuk, he didn't listen. I say b'shul koy avicha. Let's take away this fire because of the covenant of your father. Your father didn't have this. Lo yashchuk, he didn't listen. Also b'shul koy asmcha, do it for you because your own covenant. So people come close to you and say a spadim and be malava you, and it's dalek. It went away. Omar baya lafuke mad loy kayim. This is Kamal Afuke. Someone who is not Kaim the whole Tarakula like this does not get this Amuda Denura. Only someone who is Kaim the whole Tarakula gets this Amuda Denura. Only if Adam Amas, no? Lafuke Mamar, so you give example. So he said, his Rebbe is Abai. He said, Lafuke Mamar, le Isle Michael Egre. Lafuke, you who don't have a Micah for your roof. Veloy, it's not true. Mehava, he had a Micah. But he's Shai to Shai, he's just Zika. But just fell down. It fell down by wind. Why is no Bali Ross in the bubble? You know why? They drink beer from a hops that are called hizmi. They eat beets, they drink beer, and they wash the mepros, therefore they're very healthy, and they're not bali marosa, not mitzurayim. Hadron aloha, my decision, for those that finished it.